email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 51551 or ray@rte.ie. Now, yesterday we spoke to Neville and Keane, two lads who are raising funds for charity in memory of Neville's mum, Lisa, who died suddenly in November. They told us about the Freesbury Challenge. Getting into the freezing water of the 40-foot every day in February and staying in for a minute longer every day that passes. Well, on the back of that, Jemima Mulligan. Well, we found out about Jemima Mulligan. She's on the line and she's down in Dunmore East. How are you doing, Jemima?
Hiya, how are you?
Good to talk to you. So you're doing something similar to Neville and Keane.
Yes, I'm not doing the Freesbury the minute every day, but I'm doing a dip a day. I thought if I did the full Freesbury, I might get hypothermia.
You might freeze. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm doing as much as I can.
Okay. So you're running into the sea every day and you're doing it in memory of your mum, Tash.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your mum.
My mum, so she died nearly 2 years ago now. It was on the 2nd of March in 2019. And, you know, it's been a very hard 2 years, but she was just the most amazing, you know, vibrant, special woman. And like, she just, her best trait was that she would just put everyone before her, you know. She was just the most caring woman in the world, and she was just like so cool. And you know, if I grow up to be anything like her, I'll be a very lucky woman.
Right. A hero of yours then?
And a hero, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And why this particular challenge then?
So I decided to do the month of February because that's when, you know, the Irish Sea is at its coldest temperatures.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone that knows me knows that I hate the cold. I can barely stand the Irish Sea in summer. My mom never would have done this either. She'd be laughing at me now getting in the sea in winter because she wouldn't even do it on holidays. But I just thought, you know, all the poor, you know, cancer patients going through chemotherapy and cold caps and, you know, all that other crap, like a swim a day in the free and cold is absolutely nothing in comparison to what they have to go through.
You're raising funds for ARC, and that's why you mentioned the cancer care, because they provide support for people and families who are going through cancer treatment.
Yeah, so ARC Cancer Support Centres, they provide like free emotional, practical and psychological support to anyone affected by cancer, you know, including their loved ones. And from my experience, support is the most important thing when your life has been affected by cancer. And, you know, especially nowadays during COVID, people aren't allowed to visit and treatments are being delayed. So now more than ever, people need the support of ARC. And,
yeah,
you know, that's what they provide, which is amazing. And it's really why I wanted to raise the money for them. And yeah, their service is free of charge. It's nationwide. And you can get to their services at arccancersupport.ie.
And
they're
of course,
amazing.
And of course, like a lot of charities, they've been hit by the pandemic because they can't run any fundraising events because of the lockdown.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, like, this has been their biggest single fundraiser in the last 12 months, which is crazy. So my original target, I set it up and I just posted on my Instagram thinking my friends would donate. My original target was $2,000. I then reached $10,000 on the first day. So I upped it to $25,000 and I'm now today on $42,000.
Yay.
It's amazing.
They're virtual high-fiving you in ARC Cancer Support.
Yeah, exactly. They've all been on to me and they're so grateful. And I'm so happy I can help. And I really wanted to do it in memory of my mom, just, you know, to keep her memory alive. That's what I really wanted to do.
I'm just doing the maths here, Jemima. So you're 23 and your mom died 2 years ago. So that was the year of your 21st.
Yeah, that's it.
So
she made it to my 21st birthday.
Did she?
Though.
And what was that like?
That was great fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and your mum was there. She must have been very sick at the time.
Yeah, she was quite sick at the time, but she was the most brave person. She would just put on and make it seem like she was okay just to make us and her kids and everyone else around her happy, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of been the main motivation, you know, going in for my swims every day. Was the last thing she said to me was, be brave, stay strong. So I just think of that every time I'm getting in the water.
Be brave, stay strong.
Yeah.
And I suppose horrific to lose your mother so young. You did get a chance to say goodbye. That's one thing you have, isn't it, to hold with you?
Yeah. I'm really happy I got to say goodbye. I wasn't sure how I, you know, felt about the whole thing because it's really hard, you know, being so young. And like, I even had younger siblings. Like, I had a 12-year-old sister, 13-year-old, and then my two brothers as well. And it's just like, it really takes a toll on you mentally. And it's just one of the hardest things you'd ever have to go through. But like, I'm really lucky. I have such a supportive family, like my two brothers, my sister, and, you know, most importantly, my dad. He's definitely a hero in my eyes. He's so great. And, you know, he's kind of gotten me through it. And so my extended family and everyone.
Yeah. And you're channeling now, I suppose, your grieving process into this, which is brilliant, for the 28 days of February, jumping into the sea every day, raising money for ARC, which is brilliant. And you're chronicling it all on Instagram.
Yes. So I'm documenting, I'm doing a video each day of me getting into the sea. And, you know, some days have been lovely and sunny and it looks easy, but then other days it's been snowing or hail, and it's funny, the documenting of the videos, you know.
Okay. And the people have to put in Jemima Mulligan, they'll find those.
Well done.
Go on.
Sorry, it's just Jemima 105. Or if you want to donate to the GoFundMe, you can search up Swim for Tash 2 on GoFundMe and you can see the link for the donation there.
Okay. So you've only, what, today's the 24th, is it? So you've 4 days left.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking
days left.
And next Tuesday is your mum's second anniversary. So how will you mark that as a family?
Well, there's going to be like an online mass. You know, it's really hard now with COVID. You know, we can't really all gather. Like, I'd love to see all my cousins and my aunties and uncles, but we can't really do that anymore. But I have my roommate here with me who's been supporting me every day at my swims. And, you know, we're just going to try do what we can to celebrate her memory.
Okay, right. Jemima, thanks for taking time out. Have you been in today yet, or is it ahead of you?
I went this morning. It was lashing rain, but okay. I still did it.
Okay. Your granny be proud of you, because I know that your granny was in the sea every day until quite recently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, see you, Jemima. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Ray. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.